On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, the world's only bicoastal Hard Rock Trivia Show based in California and Delaware, the only one on the planet. Okay.
So. Yeah, let's see if there's anybody else from California and Delaware doing a show.
No, not one of them. So.
Not one. We're the only one. We're exclusive.
For the hundreds of you who listen to the show, thank you. We appreciate it. And we're going to go into it right away with a little bit of Cover This.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right, we're going to start our first bit off with a little cover this. We're going to play a 30-second clip of a song, and all you really have to do, well, you give us the original artist, if you can, and the covering artist, and give us the name of the song. So we need those three things from you people out there. So Danny and Dana are going to listen to the song I sent them, and let's see how they do, and you play along with them.
Yeah, I don't think we introduced my wife is here with us today. And you'll find out why in a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. It's almost like she's a regular.
Yeah.
Where is my cut of the profit?
Oh, you get all.
You get your third.
All the money I get, you get.
That's right. You get your a third slice of zero, okay?
Woo.
I actually doubled her pay. So
nice. Good job. And I'll multiply that by five, okay?
Ooh.
Here you go.
All right.
Make it out.
You are getting all the money.
Nice. So.
All right. Well, here we go. A little cover this.
Black is black. I want my baby back. It's gray. Since she went away. Oh, what can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue.
All right. So that is a song. What do you think the name of the song is first? If you had to guess, Dana, you get the first guess, and then Danny will guess.
Feeling Blue.
Feeling Blue. Okay, not a bad guess. Okay, Danny, what do you think the name of the song is?
I think the song is Black is Black.
Black is Black, correct. All right, now.
Started out, Black is Black. Plus, I know this song.
But yeah, that song was a hit in 1966.
Originally, but not this version.
No, this version you heard now was released in 1982. So, Dana, who is the covering artist you just heard?
Gonna go with.
You can guess anything because you
big.
You might be right.
Oh, might be right. I'm gonna go with the Players.
Don't!
The Players. Okay, I don't know who they are, but I know Player, but the Players. Okay,
like
incorrect.
The Players?
No.
Just the Players.
You just mean Player.
Okay. Player. Okay. No. Either way, those are wrong. Danny, what would be your guess?
My guess would be one guy we just saw, Rick Springfield.
Dana, he is correct.
What?
That is Rick Springfield.
Nuh-uh.
Black
is
Black.
Why do you think I'm on this show?
Yeah.
Every day.
Last time, when I guessed Tanya Tucker, she's like, what? How did you, like, why do you think I'm on this show?
You do not know country music like you know hard rocking music.
Well, Rick Springfield's not that hard rocking, though. He's more
well,
of a
he
pop
gave
artist.
Us so many clues, it narrowed it down.
But. Yeah. Yeah, that was a cover song on his Success Hasn't Spoiled Me Yet album. Rick Springfield.
That was Rick Springfield.
A tall drink of water, that man is, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, he is.
Well, what a great segue to go into your little review. So how was the show?
We didn't talk about who the original artist was.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's the tough one.
Yeah, I have no clue who that was.
Now, the original artist from 1966, it's a one-hit wonder. And I never even heard of this damn artist. But I knew the song, but I didn't know who did it. Any guesses?
I have no idea.
No.
Okay, here's the answer. You ready for this? Yeah. That was Los Bravos.
Oh, geez. Good Lord. Dude, come on.
But you know the song, right?
Mexican band?
That's what I thought. I was like, Los Bravos, what is this? But I knew the song. I knew the song when I was a kid. So, Black is Black, I Want My Baby Back.
When you were a kid. In 1982?
Well, in 1966, I was two. But I heard this song was probably when I was five or six. Because my parents played the radio all the time. So I knew the song. And then Rick Springfield covered it. I knew it too, because I had those albums when he was real popular.
He was real popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so
he was popular the other night, boy.
I tell you what, does he look like he's 73?
He does not.
Not at all. It's amazing.
And it doesn't look like he's really had that much work. I mean, we weren't really close to him, but they had the cameras on him, and he was up on the screens. But
he's had some Botox there, a little bit. I mean, he doesn't look like a freak or anything, but you could tell he had a little bit of work. But the guy's in great shape, too. I mean, he looks like he runs 8 miles a day, too. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. He and Richard Marx both, they look fantastic. Richard Marx sounds unbelievable. I mean, he sounds as good as he ever did.
He hasn't lost anything. Nothing in his falsetto, his high range. Every time he would hit one of those notes, it was like, oh, my gosh, how are you doing that? I know how. He's drinking that little concoction.
Yeah, he has a drink, and we've seen him twice, and he talks about this drink each time.
Yeah,
it's lemon juice.
And vodka.
No?
No.
Lemon juice and two other things.
Right.
Ginger.
Yeah, cayenne pepper.
And the cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper.
Yeah, I've heard of that before. I don't know what it's called, but yeah, some singers do drink that. I've heard it.
Yeah, and he swears by it, and he got Rick Springfield on it. He tells a story of when Bryan Adams had lost his voice, he called Richard Marx, say, dude, what's that stuff you drink? What is it? And so he told him, but he forgot to tell him that it's also a cleanse. That you're supposed to sip it for your voice, and you drink it for the cleanse.
For the whoosh.
And he forgot to mention that to Bryan Adams. So Rick Springfield said, yeah, that was a really short show, I bet.
Yeah, and his next album was very angry. So.
Exactly.
So you guys was it at the normal place you normally go to?
No, we've never been this. It was the Parks Casino in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, just north of Philly.
Okay.
And it was a regular casino. It wasn't real big, but they had a concert hall, which you would think having their own concert hall, they wouldn't have any kind of issue with having to end early, close, you know, noise ordinances for the town or anything. But they came out right at 8 o'clock. They did a couple songs and said, if you've seen us before or you know what our set list is, we're going to have to kind of scale that back a little bit tonight because we have a curfew.
Must be a union place, a gig or something.
Could have been. Yeah, I can't imagine. Or they just want people out of there gambling and drinking.
Yeah.
Is it on the Indian reservation?
No.
That was just a Parks Casino.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what the deal was, but I looked at some previous set lists, and it looks like during the portion where one of the guys goes off stage and the other guy just does a single, his solo thing, before they've done two songs each. And the night we saw them, they only did one each. They ended at like 9:45, so they played almost 2 hours.
Was it strictly acoustic, or is there a band?
Yeah. Strictly acoustic. For Rick Springfield's solo thing, he sang along with a video. It was My Father's Chair.
Okay, yeah.
Which I didn't know that song, but it was okay. And then for Richard Marx, he sang along with the video of his sons re-recorded one of his older songs, and his three sons played the instruments and sang. And they were phenomenal.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
The harmonies, you know, when people in the same family have that same tonal quality and they just blend so well together. Oh, my gosh.
That's why the Bee Gees were so freaking good.
Yeah. And we saw him do, when we saw him a year ago, he did that same song with that video talking to, and his boys. And
yeah, it was so good.
So now I'm watching it on YouTube on repeat because, you know.
Was the place packed?
It was.
It was sold out.
Yeah. And it was funny because I know all the Richard Marx songs. I knew, you know, some of the Rick Springfield, not that one that we just listened to, apparently. But I was in the restroom.
He did not do Black is Black.
No, that's kind of a deep cut.
Yeah.
I was in the restroom, and these ladies were all excited talking about they had come to see Rick Springfield. Oh, my gosh, Rick Springfield. Can't wait to see Rick Springfield. And I'm thinking, okay, but I can't wait to see Richard Marx. And people around us were singing the Rick Springfield songs. It seemed more than the Richard Marx songs until they got to the really popular Richard Marx songs. But I don't know.
People don't realize that he had his own crews. Rick Springfield, his fans, he would have his own. Like, there's a Kiss cruise. There's a Rick Springfield cruise, too.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, being on a soap opera, mm-hmm. he has an entire fan base that is crazy. And the movies that he did and all that stuff. So, very popular.
And Danny has some of his later albums, and some of those are really good. Even though he's not popular anymore, but the music's still good.
Yeah. He didn't do much of his newer stuff. I knew all the songs except for My Father's Chair.
Yeah.
And, of course, he knew all the Richard Marx songs, but...
Yeah, and he didn't do Angelia, which I really wanted him to do, but...
That was the one song he cut out that he's done previously.
Well, you can send him a nasty email.
Yeah.
And he'll say, well, you should have paid the fine and I would have played later.
He said, because everybody was like, oh, when they said they had to cut it short. He's like, you guys want to get together, get the money and pay the fine. We'll stay up here as long as you want us to. But
it's usually like $100 a minute or something like that. Something ridiculous like that. So, yeah.
I think at one point he mentioned $10,000.
Oh, that ain't worth it. I mean, they're probably pulling in 10 grand, 15 grand each, so why would they want to?
Yeah, but, you know, if they only cut out two songs, I'm fine with that, because the cool thing was they sang harmony to each other's songs.
Yeah.
Which was really, really good. Because they can both.
And they're both. Did Rick Springfield play a lot of, well, his acoustic, I'll say, because if you ever see him play lead guitar, he's actually pretty good.
Oh, he's really good. He played like lead style with a lot of the songs. He played mostly an acoustic, then he played a Telecaster electric guitar two songs, one near the beginning and then one when he did Jesse's Girl at the end.
We lost $40 and
okay, so get the heck out of Dodge. Okay. But you had a good time. And you didn't
Yeah, if anybody, I mean, even just any music fan, you know Richard Marx songs, you know Rick Springfield songs. If they're touring around where you are, go see them because it's a good time.
It was. I'm not sure the guy right beside me was having a great time.
Oh, it was 90% women.
Of course. And his wife, he got probably dragged there by his wife.
Probably. But he was just sitting there with his arms crossed.
Yeah, and there was a guy next to me that he couldn't care less that he was there. Yeah. But his wife was singing her ass off whole night.
Was she good?
Was. Yeah. But anyway, okay. Well, go see him.
Yeah. It's great.
I'd go if, you know, I'd definitely go, for sure.
Yeah.
I think Richard Marx played here in Santa Clarita, but he played at a place like College of the Canyons. There's a little theater. And they charge a little too much. It was like $150 a ticket. Like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Wow.
I mean, I'd go see Richard Marx for $40, but I'm not paying $150.
No. No, not
happening.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to continue with our cover this, which I got to play something you guys sent me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, so we went on a little segment.
We send him.
We sent him this right here.
Okay. Well, let me check.
Oh, so the name is.
Oh, this one
is marked this. Okay. All right, cover this for me. All right, everybody at home, play along. Let's see if I can get this. This is going to be a hard one, Danny.
No.
Okay, here we go. Dana, if you don't know what it is, unless he showed you already. All right.
Yeah, she looked at it.
Oh, okay, here we go. Sorry. It's okay. Okay, well, I definitely know the original artist in the song. That's easy. Yep. That's a Kiss song, and that's Christine 16. Now comes
not
the...
Not that that's disturbing at all. But...
Yeah, now here comes the tough part. Who the heck was doing that? And I don't have a single... I don't have a clue who's doing that. So, I'm going to guess...
It was a band that was really big in the 90s.
The 90s. Oh, okay. God. I'm trying to think. Was it like somebody like the Gin Blossoms? Did I get it right?
Somebody kind of like the Gin Blossoms. Yeah, somebody. Exactly the Gin Blossoms.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
It was either them or Third Eye Blind that was I was thinking of.
Yeah, that was that Kiss My Ass album.
Yeah.
Tribute album.
Yeah, I think I skipped that version of it because I'm not a big fan of the Gin Blossoms, so.
I saw them in Wilmington. I was like in a little theater at the Queen.
Okay.
Right up against the stage. And they were okay, you know.
Why did you go to that?
I think Chris wanted to go.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And he asked me to go, and I just thought, okay, I'll go see the Gin Blossoms. And you would think right up against the stage is going to be awesome. We're like, okay. All right. Well, every song sounds almost the same.
And their songs, they just didn't spark any interest in me. I was like, yeah, okay, this is okay. They're not bad, but where's the passion? Where's the fire? Like,
yeah. It's no Los Guantos.
Los Bravos.
Bravos or whatever the hell you pulled out.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I was shocked when I saw Los Bravos. Really?
I'll put this. He'll never get this one.
Yeah, you got this. You got two out of three. So,
all right. Yeah.
So it's not too bad. But yeah. Okay. All right. So let's move. Let's have a little commercial break here, and we'll come back with some 6 and 30. And Dana's going to continue to play with us.
Oh yeah.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Time for some 6 and 30, where we put together 5-second clips of 6 songs. Hence the 30 seconds.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
Wait a minute.
Like the use of the word hence?
Hey, oh. Nice. Word of the day.
Very highbrow.
Yeah.
Rhymes with fence. Woo.
So I put together 6 songs for Mark, and usually we have a theme to this one. And the theme to these bands are they never had a member change.
Never had a member change.
Yeah, while the band was active, they never had a member change. And it was interesting that 2 of the ones I didn't use were Cream and Led Zeppelin. And I thought, well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But they weren't really active very long either.
No, they weren't.
And I guess you could consider the Beatles, since Pete Best didn't record with them.
Stu Sutcliffe?
Stu Sutcliffe didn't either, yeah. So
there's no recordings with Pete Best.
I think there's probably live recordings when they were in like Hamburg and stuff like that.
Okay.
But they went to record their first album, and George Martin was like, Pete Best really isn't cutting it as your drummer. We need this whiz kid from this other band.
Ooh, whiz kid.
Richard Starkey. Get him in here.
Yeah. Well, it all worked out, didn't it?
It seemed to, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, the theme for yours is these bands never had, they were all original members the whole time.
Until they broke up or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All righty. Well, this doesn't sound like it's going to be easy.
Nope.
Okay.
If you get If you get four, I will be shocked. If you get more than that.
Gin blossoms. No, okay. All right, here we go. Everybody get your pen and paper out and play along, because I have a feeling I'm going to tank this. Okay, here we go. Eyes on your mind, this is war. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
You know all these bands though.
Yeah, I mean, I knew two of them I got easily, but there's the other ones are kind of like guesses. And the first one, I don't have a freaking clue what that was. All right, so let me play it one more time for everybody out there. Let's see if we can get this. Dana, do you have any clue about any of these?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're looking at the answers. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I can't hear anything, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I will say, all these bands have been, they were active for more than 10 years, so it's not just like a one-hit wonder that had one album. And...
Okay.
You've got to know the fifth one. Come on.
All right, we'll see. Here we go. All right, here we go. I saw your mind. The first one is, I don't know. Is it Avenged Sevenfold?
No, I thought you might guess that, but Avenged Sevenfold, their drummer died, so they've had a replacement.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Nope.
It sounds like a newer band. It's not Five Finger Death Punch, so they've been through a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Is it like Soto?
Nope. That's Alter Bridge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty hard. That's a harder song.
Yeah, I have all their albums, but I really don't listen to them. So.
Yeah. Damn. That song's called This Is War.
Sounded good. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's a cool song.
All right, number two, I say that's Audioslave.
That is correct.
All right.
Cochise.
Number three, Radiohead.
Yep.
Nice.
There you go.
Number four, Rage Against the Machine.
Yep.
Number five, Rammstein.
Yep.
Because I used to live. I used to live right near Rammstein Air Base in Germany. That's easy.
Right.
Number six.
Well, that doesn't mean you know their songs.
But I do actually know their song. I don't know all of them, but.
I picked their most famous for sure.
Yeah. But a lot of their songs sound the same.
Yeah.
Number six is going to be a reach. I'm going to say that's John 5 and the Creatures.
No.
Oh,
so close.
No.
Wah, wah, wah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, give me a hint.
I really don't know much about this band.
That's the name of the song.
That's the name. Yeah, the name of the song's Jukebox or Juice Box.
Juice Box.
Juice Box.
Juice Box Hero. No. Okay.
No, that's the Strokes.
I don't know squat about the Strokes. I don't. Well, the stuff I've heard from the Strokes, I don't really like. But that sounded okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, when they first
through a few of their songs and I looked up, and that was their biggest hit in the UK. It got to like number four or something like that.
Yeah, when they first came out, they were really pushing them, and I was like, this is not doing it for me. I was like, oh, it's okay. Some people like them. All right, so I got four out of six. That's not bad.
Not too bad. I'm surprised you got Rage and Radiohead.
Okay, well, now it's your turn. Now the tables have been turned. Now you're going to play.
That I've been making them hard.
Oh, it's not. No, I'm not pissed. Life's too short. Right. I still have fun. Okay, my list, these are all bands from Australia. And you have heard of all of them, for sure. I think Dana might get one, maybe two. I think Danny will get four.
All right. Let's
hear. Olivia Newton-John, the Bee Gees. Okay, I'm good.
All right. You have to
listen to the music first before you decide what the bands are.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of how this bit works.
Oh, got it.
Okay, here we go.
You might know of the original sin. Gotta leave town, got another appointment. At least you won't have time to be bored. Am I ever gonna see your face again? Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
You probably did pretty good on that. Dana? I know Dana got one. And Danny probably did pretty well on that.
I think I got at least four.
Yeah, you might get five.
All right.
But number five, I think, is the one Dana's going to get. We'll see.
Number five, yes. I mean,
Did you know that's who it was?
I'm pretty sure that I knew who that was.
She's pretty sure that's a no.
I saw them in concert.
You might know of original sin. Gotta leave town, got another appointment. At least you won't have time to be bored. Am I ever gonna see your face again? Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Number that one.
That last one's got me.
All right, what's number one, Danny?
The number one is NXS.
Correct. All right.
Yep.
Danny, what's number two?
Jet.
Yes! she can read. All right. Number three.
She's a very good reader.
She is.
If you hadn't told me Australia, I wouldn't have gotten this, but I think that's Midnight Oil.
You're correct. You're a 3 for 3. Number four. What's number four, Dana?
Angels.
Correct. That's the Angels. Not to be confused.
I shouldn't let her look at my list.
Well. Wait, but I know number five.
Okay, number five now.
Little River Band.
But now, not everybody knows you're a singer. I want you to recreate what you just heard for your singing debut. Ready? Go.
Oh, she can't wait.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Not bad. A little flat, though.
Yeah. I didn't have any warm-up. I didn't have any notes.
I know. I put you on the spot there. And so you guys are 5 for 5. Danny, I think you're going to go 6 for 6. What is number six?
I'm not sure, but is that Rhino Bucket?
Rhino Bucket's from the States. Incorrect. That is Airborne.
Airborne, dang it.
5 for 6.
It wasn't AC/DC, but it was somebody like them.
Yep, and they're like the newest version of AC/DC. So 5 out of 6, 5 beats my 4, so Davis family, you win that round.
All right, I get all the money for that round.
So you get half of it because she's getting the other half.
Yeah, I get the money.
She gets 20% because she knew one band. I knew the other four.
Oh, good point there. But that's not going to hold up in court. So
no.
I have my list right here that I wrote.
I believe if we go back to the tape, I'm going to throw the challenge here.
The red flag out?
The red flag? Yeah.
That's going to go against you. No, that is not going your way.
In the beginning of this podcast, you said I get all the money.
Okay, fine. You get all the money.
Oh, darn it. I erased everything.
Oh, we weren't recording.
Oh, my God. Let me check. Let me make sure we are. Oh, unfortunately, we are recording. So it's
dead. Oh, dang it.
All right. So let's go to another commercial break, and we'll be back with Rapid Fire. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Rapid Fire.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
right, people. Here we go. I'm gonna send three questions to Danny. He's gonna send me three questions, and you guys are gonna try to answer all six questions.
Go six for six.
Six for six, and you become something in this universe that's really wonderful. I don't know. But we get nothing out of it. We just enjoy doing this to each other. We've been doing this to each other, firing questions at each other since probably 1980. So we'd be riding around the car. Hey, a question comes up in my head. I'll ask him a question. He'll come up with something. So this has been going nonstop for 44 years.
Something like that.
Something like that. Oof. We need to stop. What's wrong with us?
If it wasn't fun, I would, but...
Yeah, it's still fun, so why not? Yeah. Could you see us 10 years from now?
Okay, how many members of the band Cream? Ready, go!
Wait, did I ask that question already?
Yeah, that's the problem now. We'll start coming up as I think I asked that. Uh-huh. When I was,
like today.
Today when I was thinking of bands, I came up with Scotland, bands from Scotland. I go, did I do that one already? I think. I'm not sure. I switched to Australia.
I remember Bay City Rollers was an answer one time.
Yeah, so I flipped it. I don't know. And then I tried to find six from Finland. Like, I can't find six from Finland. I've only heard of three of these. I can't do that one. So, yeah. But anyway, I digress. So we're going to fire some questions at each other. And Dana has a bonus question at the end that I'm sure you're all waiting to hear.
On pins and needles.
Okay, here you go. Question number one for Danny. All right, what is the highest charting U.S. single for the band Great White? I just need the song.
Gotta go Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
You'd be correct. And for an extra half point, can you tell me what it went to? What was the highest number? Just for...
Number three.
Close. It was number five. So, but you still get the point.
All right, yeah. All right, cool.
Wow. He's one for one.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thanks, dear.
This is why I married you.
For all this bullshit I have in my head. Yeah. Of course, I can't remember what I had for lunch, but...
Yeah, I can't remember what I had for lunch either. Tell me through.
Okay, guys.
Here we go. Number one for you. Who played all of the instruments on the song Sheer Heart Attack?
I'm going to guess it was Brian May.
That is incorrect.
Oh, Sheer Heart Attack. Okay, my next guest would be Roger Taylor.
That's correct. Yeah, he played everything except all the little guitar noodling stuff that Brian May did. But he played guitar and bass because he was big into punk, and that song is about as punk as Queen gets.
Yeah. Okay, well, so that's a zero for one for me.
Yeah.
Terrific. All right, Danny, question number two for you. And Dana, if you can chime in, if you can answer these two as well. Okay. What do Steven Tyler and Joe Elliott have in common besides being lead singers in a five-piece rock band?
Joe Elliott.
And Steven Tyler.
What band was Joe Elliott?
Lead singer of Def Leppard.
Def Leppard. Steven Tyler's the lead singer of who?
Aerosmith.
Okay.
Come on. All right.
We've established that.
Okay. So. Now, what do they have in common? And it has to do with music.
Oh, I was going to say something in their personal life.
Their children are in bands.
Nope, that is incorrect. Dana, you have a guess?
No.
All right.
I want to have a guess, but I don't know.
So it's incorrect. Now, I'm going to tell you what – I'm going to give you a gist. Okay, they both started on a musical instrument that's the same. What did they start as?
The drums.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeehaw! They're both drummers.
Look, see, I know stuff too.
Yeah. She just poked him.
Yeah, like violently poked me. Like, wow, okay.
Sorry, dear.
You'd be surprised. Like, Steve Whiteman from Kix also started as a drummer. A lot of lead singers started as drummers for some reason.
I guess
they'd be in bands and they couldn't find a good lead singer. And Phil Collins, another example.
Guy from Godsmack, same way.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we can't find a lead singer. Can you sing? Oh, you can sing. You'll do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
The drummer from Harum Scarum.
The gummer and the drummer. Yeah.
He said
the gummer.
Lead singer for Red Dragon Cartel.
Oh, my favorite band. Yeah.
Which one, Harum Scarum or Red Dragon Cartel?
You know how much I love Harum Scarum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Name three songs. Go. It's like the kids wearing the rock t-shirts in high school. Hey, Ramones t-shirt, huh? Name me three songs. My son has a Ramones.
Name me one.
Yeah, my kids have some. Like Max is wearing a Rolling Stones shirt today. Name one song, Max. Nope, couldn't tell you.
Lame.
Weak.
At least Tyler wears a Metallica shirt, and he knows all Metallica songs. He's an actual fan.
Good. He's good. A good person. That Tony, all father of the year. Okay.
Song number, or question number two for you. So Nevermind the Bollocks hit number one in the UK. How high did it get in the U.S.?
Not one.
Not one. That was nope.
I'm going to say it didn't make the top 200. Or did it?
Yes.
I'm going to say 97.
Not too far off.
Much better than my guess was.
Yeah, Dana was like top 10 or something.
I said 9.
Yeah. It was 106.
Yeah, it didn't do that great.
Yeah.
They got all this hype and nobody cared. They didn't like their music. I like their music, but I'm one of few.
Yeah, they were influential in their genre.
I'd never even heard of them.
Sex Pistols?
Never heard of Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious?
That was their album. That's their only album. Oh, Nevermind the Bollocks.
Yes, I know who the Sex Pistols are. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
See, we have a mutual assumption of a certain level of knowledge. Nevermind the Bollocks. Everybody knows this is the Sex Pistols album.
Even penguins in Antarctica know this, okay?
Everybody
knows this.
Well, everybody listens to this show, though.
No,
probably my daughters may not know. Sorry if you're listening, but you may not know that that's a Sex Pistols album. But
yeah,
and that's okay.
And do you know what
bullocks? That's why you're not a host of this show.
Do you know what bullocks are?
Like the hindquarters of some animal.
No.
No. What?
Go ahead, Danny. Tell her.
Is it something? You're going to tell me later.
No, you can tell her now.
I'll tell you right now. Balls.
Ew. Don't tell me that.
That's what it is. When they say bullocks, they mean balls. You know, they're weird in Britain. You know, it's not a truck in Britain. It's a lorry. You know that. A cigarette is a fag, you know.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Put your stuff in the boot in the car.
When Danny's scratching his bollocks watching the game. So. And they're always itchy. Everybody's bollocks are itchy.
Okay, we're back down to just the two of us.
Door slams.
Yep. All right, question three for Danny and Dana. Jim Vallance wrote a lot of hits with Bryan Adams and a lot of other people. But he got his start as a drummer in what Canadian band? Jim Vallance. I'm
obsessed
all those...
with freaking Canada.
Oh, God. I have a Canada Rocks thing on my playlist, and it's awesome. But yeah, go ahead. Jim Vallance. All those Bryan hit songs, Bryan Adams hits, were all co-written by Jim Vallance.
So, I was a drummer in a Canadian band.
Yeah. It was a band that released albums in the States but never made it in the States. They were kind of bigger up there. Late 70s, early 80s.
The only Canadian band I can think of.
Go say it. You might get it. Go ahead.
No, it's not.
You sure?
Go ahead.
She's more like a solo artist.
That's not a band. That's a person. even though I know this is 2024 and you can be a they, them, but she, I guess she is multiple people now. I don't know.
She might be.
Okay.
She's amazing, and I love her music.
Her name, Katie Lang. Oh, I thought you were going to say Celine Dion.
I like her music, too, but I knew she wasn't a band.
I thought you were going to say Rush.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought she was going to say.
Rush kind of made it in the U.S.
Okay, here's your hint. Okay, if you take some glass and a flashlight, and you turn the flashlight into the glass, and it makes like a multicolored layer of light. That's the name of the band.
Prism?
Correct.
Whoa, she got it.
She got it. And for your bonus question, okay, what member of Motley Crue is actually played with Katie Lang?
Oh,
and recorded with Katie Lang, too.
I don't know the names of the members of Motley Crue.
I'll guess Nikki Six.
Oh, Nikki. I do know that name.
No, John Five. Actually co-wrote and played on Katie Lang albums.
Really?
From Motley
Crue. John Five is unbelievable.
He can play anything from country to speed metal. It's ridiculous.
He's should see him play this finger picking stuff that he can do. Country style? Oh, my God.
And on that metal show, I was sitting 3 feet from him watching him play.
Really?
Yes, because he was up there playing the stage, and I was sitting next to him on the show.
Oh, was nice.
And he was such a super nice guy, so down to earth. But, yeah, the skill was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
I'm awesome.
But you still got it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so question three. Wait, so I'm 1 for 3, right?
I believe so. And no, you got the first. Yeah, 1 for 3.
And you're 0 for 2.
Yeah, so I have to get this right and force a tie. And then.
All right, so how many original members are currently in Crash Diet?
Crash Diet. Wow. Band that I love from Sweden. I think there's two. I think there's two guys. Am I right? It's either two or one.
Zero.
No original members.
No original members. They were a four-piece. They put out a couple albums. Then all three of the guys left except for the singer. Singer got three new guys, and they put out some albums. Then they've had three other singers.
Well, the first singer killed himself.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. And so there's four guys in Crash Diet who are not original members.
None are original.
Wow,
members.
I didn't know that. I figured at least one of them was. Okay.
No, and they've had four. The singer they have now is their fourth singer.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny. The singer gets all these three guys in, and they're the three guys that are currently in it. It's weird, but.
Yeah, I still like them.
You were 0 for 3.
Damn, so I lost. But I can make it up here on everybody out there. It's time for Dana's rapid fire question. Okay.
And she swore you would not get this.
Okay. All right.
Swore.
This is the climax of the show right here. All right, here we go.
Well, wait, can I have a bonus question within a bonus question?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey.
So what is my favorite? Okay, so ask your question.
My favorite show I've ever been to. Okay. All right, so Richard Marx, when he first came to L.A., he was able to sing backup on an album.
Okay.
He was 18 years old.
18 years old.
Somebody's playing with the mic.
Danny is.
Fidgeting.
Should I say who it was?
I thought you were going to read that question.
Oh, okay. I'll read this one first, then I'll tell. Okay, so never mind.
Oh, God.
All right.
No, go ahead with that question.
Yeah, you started it. Well, whose album did he sing background lead vocals? Was it a band or a solo artist?
Solo artist.
He used to be in a big-time band.
I'm going to say...
He sang on a solo artist album.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say he sang on a Peter Cetera album.
Ooh, that would be a great guess. Chicago. He was from Chicago.
But wrong.
But wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
This guy used to be in the Commodores.
Lionel Richie.
Yes. Yep.
I did not know that.
So when Lionel Richie's singing.
You do it.
All night. Wait.
All night long.
All night.
That's Richard Marx.
All night.
That's Richard Marx.
I didn't know that. It's an 18-year-old?
Yes.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
And so when Richard Marx was doing his first solo album, he thought, oh, well, I'll just call up Lionel Richie, see if he'd do it. And he did.
He thought there's no way he's going to say yes, but he said yes.
And then he thought, well, if I got Lionel Richie, let me try
Luther
Vandross. And he said yes.
And he said yes.
Oh, awesome.
So he's got Lionel Richie and Luther Vandross on his debut album, singing backup.
And bad hair.
It was the 80s.
Yeah.
It's still bad hair. And
they put a bunch of pictures of both of their hair.
The mullets.
From the 80s.
It was hilarious. I loved Luther Vandross from the time I was like in 9th or 10th grade in high school. He was so talented, and it's so sad that he is not with us anymore. But he and Richard were very good friends. He wrote a lot of music for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dana's original question that she said you would not get.
Okay. Here we go.
Who wrote Rick Springfield's hit, I've Done Everything for You?
Sammy Hagar.
I didn't say You didn't even take a breath.
Oh, that's easy. Doesn't everybody know that?
Everybody knows that. That's kind of like the base level knowledge of this show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, like Nevermind the Bollocks is a Sex Pistols album.
And Sammy's even said that Rick did it better than he did. Yeah, Danny has the version of Sammy Hagar's version, and Rick Springfield's version is better.
Yeah.
Danny said he likes Sammy's version, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Rick's was great.
And he made a way bigger hit with it.
Oh, yeah. And who got paid? Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar. That's why Sammy owns all the money.
Yeah.
Well, that's Richard Marx. He has written for everybody.
That's why Daisy's with him.
Quintess.
I was going to say, I told Danny, do you think he'll know if I ask who was his first wife?
Cynthia Rhodes, wasn't it?
Yes. What movies has she been in that are very popular?
Oh, she was in, well, I'm Staying Alive.
Yes.
That movie's not that good. But she was in that movie that plays every freaking day. And you don't put Baby in the Corner. What's the name of that stupid movie with Patrick Swayze?
Coming to you. Come on, Jennifer Grey.
Oh, Jennifer Grey. That's when she looked like Jennifer Grey. Now she looks like somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know who she is now.
It was filmed near Blacksburg, Virginia.
We know people that were in the movie.
Okay, what the hell's that? I hate that movie. I don't hate that movie. It just annoys the crap out of me.
Well, it was a huge hit. Huge.
Oh, I know. I can see that.
It's not Clean Salsa.
And my wife loves this movie. And if my wife loves it, I know Dana loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. My wife is watching the Sister Wives. She's watching the marriage, you know, the marriage of the new guy and all that stuff. Were you watching it, too?
Oh, yeah. You watched it, too.
I was there.
And Danny comes in all blah, 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 and then he watches it. So
no, I don't. I walk out. Most of the time, I see what you're watching and just walk out. It's not worth
it. Are you shaking your head as you're walking out? Are you shaking your head while you're walking out? Like, oh, jeez.
Pretty much.
I forgot
the name. It's not Clean Salsa.
What?
It's not Clean Salsa.
It's Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
I know. I couldn't remember the damn movie. That's what happens when you get old. You can't remember what you had for lunch or common knowledge, like Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Who knew that was going to be a hit? Because they based on when that movie first came out, like, Dirty Dancing. Who's going to see a movie called Dirty Dancing? And it just kept – it's one of those ones that had a slow build.
Yeah.
Word of mouth, and it just got bigger and bigger, and it stayed on the movie charts for a long time.
But we were all excited because we knew people in that had been as part of the filming at Mountain Lake. In Virginia.
Okay. I didn't know it was in Virginia. To me, it looked like it was like supposed to be, wasn't it supposed to be like upstate New York or something like
Catskills.
That?
Catskills.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the Catskills in New York, but it was, the lake was in Virginia. We went there a number of times.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we had a dance there, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got a new show for you to watch.
Oh, what is it?
It's called Louder Milk. It's on Netflix.
I saw an ad for that.
It's the guy who stars in Office Space. You ever seen the movie Office Space?
Yes. Yep.
So the lead in that show, and it's written by one of the brothers that did Me, Myself, and Irene. You know that movie? So there was the Farley brothers.
Okay.
One of the brothers writes this show. It's really funny. It's about this guy who was a drug counselor.
And
it's definitely not PC, but there's a lot of funny lines in it.
All right. So. I can watch stuff, you know. It's not PC.
Yeah, it's not. It's just funny. It's just some of the situations these guys come up with. And the guy's real sarcastic. And he's a music critic.
Ooh.
So he's got But he thinks he's right. Like, he gives this girl one time, he gives her a record. He's trying to impress her, and a record player. And he hears her. He's in an apartment. He hears her playing something. He thinks it's utter crap. Goes into her apartment, takes the record player and the record back.
Oh my gosh!
How do you listen to that crap? You know, so the music references you'll like. The show is funny. It's really, my wife was even laughing at it.
It's called Loudermilk?
Loudermilk. It just came out.
I saw it.
Yeah, they're advertising it on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's like a 30-minute episodes.
Those are nice.
Yeah, funny situations. I give it a shot, you know.
Yeah. We need something to watch. We've kind of finished some of the other
finished
things.
The Crown. We're watching that.
I've not seen one episode of The Crown, so.
That's good.
Well, if you're not into the royal family in the UK, then you probably won't really care.
I'm not. That was my mom, not me.
Yeah. She'd probably been a big fan of The Crown.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's all Danny's heritage. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's the king of the household.
No.
He's the queen of the household?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Listen, you know, no judgment.
How are you going to explain this to your grandchildren when they hear this?
They know.
Yeah. They know? Okay. All right.
Gigi, yay.
Gigi.
All right, so probably before we record next time, I will have seen Extreme.
Nice.
And possibly Mr. Big. I have tickets to go. I just think we'll record before we go see him because I'm seeing Extreme this coming Saturday in Atlantic City.
Yep.
What? Oh, my.
Atlantic City. Atlantic City.
Oh.
I was going to say, if you're saying yuck to Extreme, you are excused from the rest of this recording.
No, forever. I was going to see Extreme. More Than Words, one of my favorite songs ever.
Well, and then 2 weeks after that, seeing Mr. Big just outside of Philly, where we saw Mammoth.
Mammoth. Okay, cool. There's a cool video. I guess Nuno went to Amsterdam, and he got the European Guitar Player of the Year. There's a like 9-minute video of it. It's really good. Adrian Vandenberg's there. And they have these guys come on to congratulate him. One of them is Steve Lukather.
Okay.
And all these big-time guys who've won it in the past. But this shows Nuno walking into this place, and all these kids and adults are playing acoustic guitar, and they're playing Hurricane, a song that he wrote. And you can see Nuno getting all misty that all these people are playing his song.
Wow.
So it's worth watching.
I'll look that up.
It's on YouTube. Just put Nuno, European Guitar Player of the Year.
Okay.
It'll pop up. And it's funny, Adrian Vandenberg's, I guess, giving him the award on stage, and Nuno is standing on a chair. Because Nuno's about 5'6", 5'7". Adrian Vandenberg's about 6'7".
Ooh.
Adrian's huge.
Yeah.
Big, giant.
Yeah, he's not just
blonde hair.
He's just not tall. He's a big guy, like a Viking or something.
Ooh.
And Nuno's a skinny little, you know, guy from the Azores. So.
Yeah. Little Spaniard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's okay. He can play and sing. He's good.
Yeah. I love that song, Hurricane. That whole album is great still.
Yeah. There's not a bad song on it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so diverse.
That song, Other Side of the Rainbow.
Is that the one you played for me? Yeah. I like that a lot.
There's also a video for that song. And Dana, you may want to watch the video for Hurricane. It's a ballad, but the subject matter is pretty deep. It's a song about loss.
Oh.
You know, losing either a friend or a mother or a child. And the video goes along those lines. It's very sad, but it's done really well.
But it's really good. Okay, I'll watch it. I'll look for it.
Okay.
Nice.
And on that note, I have to go eat dinner, and then I have to put this out tonight or tomorrow, so we'll see.
All right, cool.
I have to go to bed.
Yeah, we're going to bed.
Oh, that's right. It's really late for you guys.
Really late.
9:30, for God's sake.
Jeez. Woo.
Oof.
One of us has been up since 5:45.
Well, we don't have to worry about our teams being in the Super Bowl, do we? Oof.
No, we can stop watching the playoffs, though I am kind of rooting for the Ravens.
Let me see. Out of the four, I'd like to see a Lions-Ravens Super Bowl.
Well, Which team is Taylor Swift's team?
The Chiefs.
I know, I'm joking.
I'm sick of seeing her. I don't mind Taylor Swift, but I don't need to, just because Travis Kelce catches the ball, I don't need to see Taylor right after that. We know she's excited. Okay, come on.
She is acting so much. Every time he catches the ball, she loses her mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, come on.
I would have done the same thing.
Every time you catch a ball?
If the camera was like going to be on me, yes.
Does she lose her shit when he drops the ball?
Yes, she probably does.
I bet she doesn't.
So when Danny does a bass solo, do you lose your shit too?
Every single time.
Okay.
No, that's when, oh, bathroom time.
Yep. Oh, on that high note, we should go now, huh?
Speaking of the bathroom.
Yeah, I gotta go.
All righty. I will see you guys in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye, Mark.
All right. We'll see you when we see you.
Bye.
Bye.